Like any former steel town in western Pennsylvania, Aliquippa has been struggling since the industry collapsed in the 1980s. But in a town known for its football superstars, Mayor DeJuan Walker, now in his second term, wants to prove that his city is ready and eager for revitalization. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley sat down with Mayor Walker, who was first motivated to run for office due to tragedy.
I'm born and raised here. I'm 41 years and my life has been spent in Aliquippa. I graduated from Robert Morris University. My degree is in communications. I always believed that I just wanted to fix my city. Like, there was a tragedy that happened that caused me to go down this road. My sister was shot and killed in 2009. Before she died, she told me I was going to be the mayor of the city. And when she said it so finite that it, like, convicted me.
In 2012, you became the city's first African-American mayor, and you promised to try to rid the city of its stigma. As a younger man, what did that stigma look like, and how does it still exist?
The stigma was like no other thing good can come out of Aliquippa with football players, that all we breed is first-round draft picks, and, you know, and that's all we have. But, you know, the stigma is that also we're more than. That's the slogan my brother uses. We're more than. We're more than just football. But that's the stigmatism. And then also the other stigmatism is violence. Hey, oh, don't go to Aliquippa. That's Damascus. Don't go into that city at night. Don't go around it. So what we've done is make a more transparent government. What we try to do is be more available to our customers, our citizens, because we have to be.
Can you expand on some of those strategies a little bit?
We've established a redevelopment authority, as well as a port authority, as well as a blighted program. Well, you know, we have 800 dilapidated properties. So we had to develop an organization that will go out and take pictures and cordon off this city into sections so we can attack these sections as we need to. And we want to go after some of those grant monies, that choice grant money that you see in East Liberty that just got, that's rebuilding East Liberty. You know, those are some of the pieces that we had to develop. So we're in the process of changing those things, and those are foundational changes, not cosmetic.
Aliquippa has been in distress status for nearly 30 years. Mm-hmm. What challenges do you face as a mayor presiding over a city with a major deficit that other regional leaders don't have to deal with?
I mean, distress status is a hindrance because in a way it speaks to, okay, distress means what? No money, no resources, no viable economic backdrop for us to even make money. Will we make money there is the question they ask. How is the school system? Because you buy three things when you buy a city. You buy the school, you buy the police force, and then you buy the city as a whole. But the first two things are the police. Can they save me? Can they protect me? School, can they educate? Can they make sure that they put productive citizens into the city to do right, to be right, to act right? Okay, so with that being said, you know, my city, my school system is a work in progress. Police force has been upgraded now. We used to have an older police force. Now we have one of the youngest. And you have your issues like any other city. Aliquippa is no different than anyone else. But again, I want to make sure that we come out of distress status on solid foundation, not in 1 year come right back in it because of financial issues, because that's what got us in a predicament in the first place.
As the country prepares for a new administration, what message are you sharing with your constituents?
Donald Trump, Barack, they didn't know where Aliquippa was. We'll never know where Aliquippa is. So in my opinion, I mean, it's up to us. We have to figure this thing out. You know, oh, he's going to affect us with HUD and this and that and this and that. Okay. But you still have local officials that you have to deal with. And those local officials need to be held accountable for what they do. I always say we the city of hope. I call us L.A. I mean, we're lovely Aliquippa. And I say that because the people do make it lovely. I mean, you know, we come together, but we don't do it all the time. But I do think that in some instances, when it comes to city pride, you ain't going to find no other place better.